We're just cranking out a short one today. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Brandon Schreckengost, your host. That's right, I'm not an ogre. My last name is Schreckengost. You can find me on the social medias at The Real B Shrek. That is at The Real B S C H R E C. Not an ogre once again. If you look me up and you don't find me, I'm not on that social media. I also have a Facebook and Instagram for Shrek Attack, as well as a TikTok at Shrek.attack. TikTok decided to add the dot for some reason, I don't know. Speaking of TikTok, I believe we are going to have a new first TikTok. I don't think the two-man dance is coming, so let me know what you want to see, if we just want to do like kind of preview to what the episode of the podcast is going to be during the week, or if you want that first one to be a dance with me, I'm a man of the people, we'll do it, or how we want to go about this, if I'm just lip-singing shit, I don't know. It's a TikTok, we're going to tick the talk and whatever the hell you do on there, post and repost and sad boy hours, because I got on sad boy hours on there last night. This week's going to be a shorter episode. We might hit like 10 minutes. I'm not sure. It'll be a real easy listen for everyone. We are going to predict what we think is going to happen in the Super Bowl, as well as my Spotify top five, just to add a little bit of content on to the end, because I don't think and either of them are going to take too long. I'm going to predict what I think my top five like artists are going to be. Songs, not so much, because there are going to be new songs coming out throughout the year that I just don't know the title of or anything, and that just seems like an unfair thing where two or three of my songs could be something brand new, because I think one of my artists that I think is going to take the top spot is coming out with new music. And then the main reason that this one's going to be shorter is because I was a dumbass that had too strong of Pepsi last night, if you catch my drift, and I wanted to record last night, next week I believe we are going to go longer. I was originally going to shit on Valentine's Day, since we were going to release the day after Valentine's Day, but then I read some stuff online where it's like, if you hate Valentine's Day, you maybe need to reflect on stuff. So I'm going to reflect on myself personally. It might get to be a personal episode where I open up a little bit and/or talk about the status or status, whatever kind of guy, gal you are, of dating today, which I don't think is in a great spot. So we can discuss it, you know? I was asked to quickly go over my thoughts on Vince McMahon, since I do touch on wrestling occasionally. My thoughts are, if you want to separate the art from the person, go ahead, because Vince is no longer involved in the WWE. However, whenever I hear people talk about how he's a good person to them and was always nice to them, I don't care. Dude's a disgusting human being. I don't want to bring any more attention to him than that. So we're moving on. So this will be, we're still going to talk about football, but this will be like one of the last two episodes that are kind of time sensitive, since I'm doing a Super Bowl prediction, which is this Sunday. And then I'm going to do a small Super Bowl recap, which will be a previous Sunday next week, whenever this releases. And then we kind of have the freedom of the offseason, where unless something major happens, I don't need to discuss it. And I'm going to probably get a backlog of episodes going, which will be sick, because I have a lot of different things I want to try, and I'm excited to try them and see what sticks and what doesn't. I have different formats. I have different topic ideas. I want to try to see what my audience is interested in, because believe it or not, I do look at views and demographics and stuff, and see what works and what doesn't, what people prefer me talking about and what people don't prefer me talking about. So my football ones tend to do really good, as well as my guest ones. I do have a lineup of guests that I'm going to get in contact with once my life settles down a little. Hopefully soon, because I'm so fucking sick of being tired all the time. However, let's get into it. Let's talk about the Super Bowl real quick. We got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers. And a lot of people like to think that the NFL is scripted. And let me tell you, if it's scripted, they went with about the most boring script they could go with this year. Two top teams that were expected to make it in the very beginning of the year. I'm sure it's going to be a good game, a fun game to watch, because it's two good football teams. But the story, I'm not even interested, to be honest with you. I normally call off work for the Super Bowl, and I decide not to because we have Patrick Mahomes, who is the new Thanos, aka Tom Brady, versus the San Francisco 49ers, who was just expected to be dominant all year. I think the most interesting story to come out of this is that Brock Purdy is Mr. Irrelevant, and Christian McCaffrey went from the Panthers to the 49ers from a team that had literally no shot and was nowhere near, had to go through some rebuilding, to a team where he gets to go to the Super Bowl and gets a shot at the ring. And that's really cool because I like Christian McCaffrey. I think he's a really good running back. I like him because of fantasy football. I had him for like 3 or 4 years in a row and he carried me pretty much every single year. So I'm a big fan of Christian McCaffrey for those reasons and do hope to see him get a ring. Brock Purdy getting a ring would be interesting just because, like, when was the last time a Mr. Irrelevant did that? I don't know. I'm asking. Like, when was the last time that has happened? However, if I am a betting man, I don't think I can bet against Patrick Mahomes at this point. It's like whenever Tom Brady was on his big run. You can't bet against Tom Brady. You can't bet against Patrick Mahomes right now. He's the best in the league. Him and Travis Kelce are on fire. He has that Rashee Rice, who is pretty good, coming out pretty strong. And as long as Kadarius Toney is quote-unquote injured, they probably have a pretty good chance because he won't be dropping any passes. I'm not going to hold up on this any more than I have to. The 49ers, to me, are the best overall team in the NFL right now. And I do believe that they have a really, really good chance of pulling it off. But I'm not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, Andy Reid in the playoffs, Travis Kelce in the playoffs. I'm not betting against the Chiefs. I can't. If I am a betting man, right now I have a friend, a real good friend that's a Chiefs fan. So I do like them as well as the 49ers. However, as much as I would like to see the 49ers win just for something new over the past few seasons, I cannot, in my heart of hearts, bet against the Chiefs. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Chiefs win 27-24. I don't really like giving score predictions, but I think that it's going to be a shootout in the beginning, and then the teams kind of figure each other out, and these are both kind of more defensive teams. So defensively, they will figure it out, and then it's just going to be whoever holds on to it at the end. I'm not going to give it more than a 3-point spread. Now let's discuss the Spotify top five that I think is going to be my top five at the end of the year, just based off what's happening right now in my Spotify listening tendencies, which has been, since Overrated pointed out to me, has been a lot of the same thing. So a few artists and songs have an unfair advantage, but it's a long year. But he taught me that if you turn off, I believe it's the auto mix, that your Spotify will spread out the music a little bit more, as opposed to try to keep it to the same like 30 songs because it's based off beats per minute or some shit, which is the dumbest thing I ever heard. But I went to my settings, and that setting that did that was turned on, and that explains why I hear like the same fucking 20 songs over and over again. Which is fine, they are good songs, but I want to hear more than like the same 20 over and over. That's what makes good songs kind of hard to listen to. You just listen to them too much. Now, while I do believe Taylor Swift will probably make it in there, because whenever I go on a road trip, and I'm going on a couple with my best friend and his wife, we just kind of default to Taylor Swift, I do believe she will creep her way into there, but I don't think, I'm going to go with what I would normally listen to on my own time away from people. So I'm not going to go in like a 5-to-1 order, because that's not just going to be how I think about this. Whenever I think about this, I'm thinking Faith Richards announced that she's going to come out with some new music this year. So most likely she's going to overtake that number one spot that Dodie originally had, but I do think Dodie will probably keep the number two spot just because I do listen to her that much. Then I'm going to go ahead and say, oh, this is going to be a tough one. I do feel that this year might be a little bit more emo than previous years because I've been slowly kind of bringing emo back into my life a lot. However, I don't know if I'm going to bring it back enough to make it into the top five because there are so many like great emo bands that would bring me right back to my childhood. So I'm going to go ahead and take like an educated guess. I'm going to take two stabs in the dark at this. I'm going to go ahead and make my educated guess the number three, because anime has so much good music, and there's somebody that I continuously go to listen to my anime music, and that is Amelie, who is normally in my Spotify top five, but was not in this past year whenever I did it with Ober. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that Amelie makes a return to my top five at the number three. And then I'm going to take two absolute stabs in the dark. People I've been listening to a lot recently, and they are in that emo category, and that is Eden. I'll go for number four, and then Jukebox the Ghost at number five. So we're going to go with Faith Richards, number one, Doty, number two, Amelie, number three, number four, Eden, and then number five, Jukebox the Ghost. That's my official prediction for what my top five will be. It will probably be nothing like that. It's never what I expect it to be. I do think there will be a couple of top songs that might make it in there, but like I said, I don't want to touch on those too much because there's going to be new songs coming out. And the songs I do think will make it will be Colors by Halsey, and then Big Pressure by Swerve Strickland of AEW, just because I've been so into that song lately. It's the best theme song in wrestling right now, in my opinion, and it's not even close. I haven't had a wrestling song I've wanted to listen to like this in a really long time. Like, we're talking Chris Benoit, and I'm not, like, advocating what he did after talking about Vince McMahon earlier, but he had a really good entrance song, and it was just something I still occasionally listen to because it's such a good fucking song. But yeah, that's all I really have for today is a couple predictions. Like I said, I'm going to take the Chiefs over the 49ers for the Super Bowl. I just can't bet against them. I'm just hoping for a good game, really. The script was kind of boring to me this year. It has nothing to do with the Lions not making the Super Bowl whatsoever. Probably, actually. I wanted them to make it so bad. I had hope, and hope is not a great thing for me. But we can talk about that later next week whenever I talk about the self-reflection and dating scenario, whatever. Valentine's Day bullshit, I guess. Like I said, I should be able to get ahead here pretty soon because football season's coming to a wrap. Even last week whenever I was talking about the Lions, the day I recorded, I tried to get a little bit ahead and I said Ben Johnson was probably leaving, and then he announced in the middle of my recording that he was coming back, and I said Aaron Glenn probably also leaving, and then like the day I released the podcast, he announced he was coming back. So we can't get too far ahead or behind on football. It's just a timing thing, and we will not worry about it too much until next season. I see the next time-sensitive football stuff that is not the draft are going to be big signings, which I will barely talk about, as well as the NFL draft. I will talk about the draft. Football isn't completely going away. I know whenever Rob comes on, we are going to do a new idea. It's going to be called Elevator Pitch, where we talk about he's going to take 16 teams. I'm going to take 16 teams. Now, he's going to get the Lions because we've already heard all my Lions opinions. But we're each getting 16 teams and saying what they need to do over the offseason to be more successful next season. I think that will be fun and hopefully a good format that will be able to reoccur. Another thing is we're going to talk about the apocalypse here soon. I'm going to reach out to a bunch of people and try to do the format that I want to do that in. So we do have plans. And once the Super Bowl's over, I'm hoping with football content being over, I'm able to get ahead and then work on these bigger projects. If I do not, we will have a lot more shorter episodes like this. I did hit 15 minutes. I hit a lot longer than I thought I was going to because I did not feel I had a lot to say today. But even when I don't have a lot to say, I have plenty to say. I want to wrap this up by saying, hey, if you enjoyed this and you have a friend that you think will enjoy this, please share it with that friend. If you see this posted on these social medias, feel free to hit any share button. Get it out to new people. I do greatly appreciate it. If you could take the time to rate this podcast as well, it helps me reach more people, which is just more interactions and more dopamines for my brain, if we're being completely honest. Once again, the social medias are Facebook and Instagram at Shrek Attack, on the TikTok, Shrek.attack. Let me know what you want the first TikTok to be. If I don't hear anything, I'm probably just going to do a podcast preview for every week until I figure out what the fuck I'm doing on there, because I have no clue how TikTok works. I mean, if you want to give me lessons on TikTok, feel free to reach out on that. My personal one is at The Real B Shrek. That is at The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C, not an ogre. And that joke will run until my grave, because ever since Shrek came out after I was born, it's just been a go-to joke for everyone. I don't know. If people enjoy it, I'm not going to stop them. Thank you once again. Thank you. I can't say thank you enough for listening. And hit the fucking music.
Yeah.